This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That was like that crowd, that was a moment right there.
No, absolutely. That was crazy.
Yeah, but he kept saying the spear on Christian. He's like, well, obviously that was the one. I was like, I don't know spear on Christian.
No, hang on.
I don't know nothing about this.
I gotta be honest with you. I don't know that I've ever seen this clip this before.
Mm.
I don't know that I've ever. Goldberg is the least interesting, most overrated performer ever.
He's telling the truth. He ain't lying.
But.
Let's see here.
Let me get the sound.
Yeah,
let me cut that sound off.
They're going to get us, ain't they? They don't like us.
I don't know.
The
they're probably going to get. Oh, goodness gracious. So that's Christian's dead.
That's the thumbnail right there, Jesse.
Oh, man.
Goldberg's better than the Ultimate Warrior.
That's a good question.
Goldberg was something.
Hold on.
Yeah, I think I'm with Jesse.
Yeah. I have no idea who this jabroni is, but. Here, they said these were the two. These were his two best. So here's the other one. Let me kill the sound on this too.
Oh, he went in the air.
No, who the hell is that guy?
Who's his manager?
Yeah. No. So Goldberg in what was this?
It's probably like
97, 98. He's a monster.
Yeah.
He is a monster, and he looks great for 50, 60, whatever he is.
Yeah.
I'm just not interested in Goldberg.
I'm with Jesse, though. I think he is better than
Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, he went stale, but he's way better than the Ultimate Warrior. The Ultimate Warrior, oh, wow, he's shaking the ropes again.
I've been out on Goldberg.
The Ultimate Warrior, my bad. Easy.
No, you good.
The Ultimate Warrior's got one moment.
The Ultimate Warrior just sounds like a guy who was just difficult to work with.
I don't think Goldberg was easy to work with. These guys are the Spider-Man meme.
but Warriors.
I mean, Goldberg essentially has one moment, and Okay, now I'm gonna go babyface on Hogan because the moment.
Wow. Okay,
the moment was.
What are you doing with him?
The moment was only good because it was against Hogan.
That's fair, but there was a lead up to that moment.
Yeah, it was Goldberg too. It was like, yeah,
it was a lead up to the Warrior moment.
Give me one
other Goldberg moment besides spearing Hogan at the Georgia Dome, or besides beating Hogan at the Georgia Dome.
When he speared La Parka,
when he beat Brock in like 30 seconds, that was a moment.
That was terrible.
So that was surprise.
That's
that
when
was
I was out.
That
what
was
about
surprise.
When he almost killed the Undertaker?
That was moments. Of death. Moments close to death.
That was Final Destination.
Yeah. That was a Final Destination short movie.
Johnny G's right. Y'all gonna make me break out my real American beer at this point.
Oh, no. Don't do that, Johnny.
Man. What the hell is going on
real
here?
Real American beer. The correct answer is, you're right. They're probably more like the Spider-Man meme than anything. If I had to give an edge, I'd give it to Goldberg.
Yeah, Goldberg's got more moments than Ultimate Warrior.
Because what outside of WrestleMania 7?
Six.
Six? What else? And
seven.
And tar coming out of his head.
Well, he had seven when he beat Randy. That was
y'all don't even remember that.
So that was a big moment. The problem is, that was overshadowed by what happened after, because that was the Liz Macho Man moment where they got back together after being apart for years.
To be fair, is that L.A. Memorial?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
That's the Iraq War WrestleMania.
That might be the one WrestleMania in the first 18.
You've got the WrestleMania. It was WrestleMania 8 where he got, that's the Ultimate Warriors music, where he comes running down the ramp.
Where are we at?
Indiana Hoosier Dome.
And Psycho Sid just so not paying the, attention.
And Psycho Sid not like, paying
yeah,
attention.
Just not,
is that the gif? That too. Is that the gif? Is that WrestleMania 8?
Where he's running down. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Music's playing. Ultimate Warriors running down. Sid, let me get this chair.
Sid. Well, so I guess that's all based on like Papa Shango was late. He was supposed to be in there to break up the pin, and he didn't get there in time. So Sid just had to kick out. And they got up and they just looked at each other like, what do we do?
Now what?
Because Papa Shango he's still in the middle of the aisle. He's, you know, the aisle was 100 yards long. He's just kind of standing there. And then the music hits and the Ultimate Warrior goes running down.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, that, they're the same. They are the same, but like I said, if you make me pick,
treating
I'm
Goldberg like he's Devin Carter at this point, I'm just I'm tired
that
of
was
them both.
Very nice.
That was not nice to who?
Yeah, Devin,
I don't know.
Yeah, Devin or Goldberg?
Yeah. I think I'm not gonna answer that one.
Yeah, don't just.
I had an answer too.
I can't Devin is the Sacramento King, so I'm gonna say right now, Devin. That's not.
They
nice
got
to Devin.
Goldberg headlining an event in 2025.
That's crazy. Come on, man.
That spear in front of the Georgia Dome crowd, that happened in 97?
Bro, we're almost 30 years?
Diamond Dallas Page is probably in better shape than Goldberg is at this point.
He's in great shape.
Goldberg's in really good shape.
I don't know, bro.
He might kill Gunther,
but he just can't pick up Gunther, but he's in great shape.
I think I saw Goldberg talking recently. He's like, yeah, my shoulder doesn't really work anymore. My leg's pretty messed up.
He's Devin Carter.
Oh, my God.
All right.
All right. That's my show's over.
We'll go home.
When keeping it real goes
wrong. Devin. Poor Devin yesterday. I thought he got hurt again. He just pulled a LeBron when he had to sleep. Did you guys see? He got mad. He was like, I was like, oh, no, he hurt his shoulder again, and he just needed to tear the tape off.
Yeah, and they didn't really mention it on the broadcast either. I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, I thought he was hurt. I guess he just needed the KT tape. He's like LeBron when he had the sleeve shirt.
I told KC last night when he did that, I've never worn that stuff, but I've heard when you apply, it has to be applied perfectly.
Mm.
Like, you can't really... With all due respect, I don't know. You can't have, like, summer league trainers do it. Like, there's a lot of things going on with that stuff to where if it's done wrong, it could not feel right.
I could imagine
cause a lot of problems.
That feeling restrictive. It's on his shooting shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's used to it or not or whatever, but he could have felt restricted with that on his shoulder. So
Shoulder.
Yeah.
Shoulder.
Devin, have a good game on Saturday, big dog.
Have a great game on Saturday, Devin. Man.
Come on, man.
Have a great game. I want all of these guys to play well again. There's nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong with being excited game to game. There's nothing wrong with reacting to summer league stuff, man. Especially, it's not like, you know, these guys who we were in, you know, lay off Devin here for a little bit. We'll talk about the guys that played well. Like, we haven't mentioned his name one time. Mason Jones played well yesterday.
Yeah.
But, so you see that reaction, right? Yeah. We've seen that. Mm-hmm. We know how that book sort of ends, with all due respect to our brother Mace. Neek gets a first-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Mace damn near a 5-year vet. He up for an extension here at this point.
He's not even playing for... He's not even, like, on the Kings.
I figure
he's technically a free agent? He's playing for an NBA contract right now?
Yeah, I figure he's getting taped for all these other teams at this point.
Well, that's fine.
Because he can't.
What's Mark say? Put money on tape.
Yeah, absolutely. But he's out of two-way control, so that he can't be that for the Kings anymore. He's, like, a free agent, I think, or maybe a camp invitee.
He can be the player version of Gentry, just a vice president of player engagement.
That would work, because Mace bring the vibe.
Oh, yeah,
the I rock with Mace. Yeah, Mace can play basketball. I don't know what the hang up is in the NBA. You know, is it maybe he needs more time? He doesn't really get the true opportunity to go into the league and be on a team and get playing time for 25 games and show what he can do. Maybe that's the case. But, I mean, he goes crazy in the G League.
Yeah,
he absolutely goes crazy in the G League and in Summer League. So he can play basketball.
You just got to get an opportunity.
But to that point, though, we've seen that at the higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And we
mm-hmm.
kind of know where this is going to lead.
Right.
With Neek is a first-round draft pick. You know, Max is he's a second-round draft pick, maybe projected as a first, like whatever. Like, with those two, it's like, hey, what exactly did we get here?
Yeah.
And this is our first opportunity to see, oh, we got something.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. We got something.
It's exciting.
Yeah. I thought the reactions on draft day were really, really interesting because it was like, oh, Neek, that's cool. But man, I'm hearing a lot about that kid from Stanford, French kid from Stanford. Like, oh, okay. Okay. And it felt like there was more excitement about 42 than there was trading back or trading into the first round. And for these guys to both play, really well that first game, and as you mentioned, it was almost like an unspoken agreement. I'm gonna cook the first quarter, you cook the fourth quarter, everybody will remember both, and we'll be in good shape.
Working like a team. Working like a team. I think Mark Jones, he mentioned it earlier, and this is a great point, and this is something that I think we can all kind of keep in mind. Is he talked about the way college sports are right now and guys with NILs staying in college a little longer, it allows them to develop their game a little bit. And when you have guys like Neek Clifford and Maxine who come in as 22-year-old guys who played 3-4 years of college basketball, the adage that we're used to of, well, he's a rookie, like you got to give him time to adjust, like these guys, I'm not saying they can't get better in the NBA, but they should be kind of looked at as ready to perform on the NBA. You think back to like when we were younger and you would have guys stay 3-4 years. Those rookies came in ready to go.
They were
ready to play. There wasn't no, he's a young guy, he just needs time to develop. Like, they were young men ready to play, and that's what you have here with these two. So we saw it with Keegan Murray. Keegan Murray was an older player, and he was ready to play on the NBA level. You may be able to have that same type of thing with Neek and with Max because they're older college guys, so they don't have to develop as much. The learning curve isn't as steep as it would be with a 19-year-old guy or something like that.
Yeah.
So help me, I can't remember which one it was. I don't remember if it was Neek or Max, but one of the lines for them was they might be the most NBA-ready player in the draft.
It's probably Neek. That's what
I can't remember guess. I don't remember which one it was, but I know that label was thrown on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they both look comfortable out there last night.
Yeah.
Hey, question for Neek. What player do you compare him to? Like, we haven't got to see a whole lot of their game, but a lot of people compare him to Doug or Josh Hart or this or that. Do you have any comparisons for Neek, what you see so far? Or even Maxine, even?
Max reminds me of Sengun. And
Max reminds me of Wemby.
Well, that's country, man.
One game.
His teammate.
Yeah, one game.
For the reminds me of, KC said we needed a Wemby stopper.
We got him.
And it's not Rudy Gobert.
No. Hell no.
Maxine Raynaud. Good.
He reminds me of Sengun and Big Vooch.
Vooch.
That's what his game reminds me of. Neek, I haven't locked in on somebody with Neek just yet.
See, I got to see more of Neek.
Yeah, I haven't locked in. It doesn't necessarily. It kind of like, well, it does kind of. Nah, I'm not even going to say because it's not the same type of game. But it kind of reminds me of Tyrese Haliburton a little bit.
Mm.
But Tyrese is a pure point guard.
Yeah, he's pass first.
He is a God-level passer. And that's not what I see from Neek, but Neek's vision, his feel for the game, his height, being able to handle the ball and distribute the ball at that size, those are things that kind of remind me of Tyrese Halliburton, but it's not the same. Tyrese is a way different player.
Yeah. All right. Well, don't tell anyone you can't overreact and say that we're winning a championship after one summer league game.
I mean, Kings, they I mean, won
they've been known to win summer league championships.
Yeah, summer league MVPs, you know. Yeah.
That's what they
do. Was summer league MVP.
That's right. That's right. He shut down Peyton Pritchard.
he shut down Book Knight.
Yeah, Book Knight. That was my boy too. I like
that's it. We were talking about that one. It must have been some day that you weren't here, and I could not remember who he had locked up, and the crowd just absolutely went crazy for.
That was it.
And then someone said it in the chat. I was like, "Oh,
James Book Knight."
He was never heard from again.
Yeah.
I believe.
Damn shame what happened.
I believed in Book Knight too.
Yeah,
I thought he could play. He's in Charlotte though. Maybe that's the issue.
That's Charlotte. Look at Kai Jones when he was in Charlotte.
Look at Malik Monk.
Yeah, Malik Monk. That hey. Man, what happens if you get a player out of Charlotte? You just seem to do better. Interesting.
Charlotte's the East Coast Sacramento.
Oh, no. I wasn't saying all that, Casey. I was trying to free LaMelo. Come on, Casey. I'm supposed to be on the
LaMelo's
same team.
LaMelo's
dear. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Well.
Somebody, they had a picture of Knipple. Signing his contract.
Yeah.
And LaMelo was there to greet him. And I think the Hornets caption was like the rookie and the vet for the picture. And somebody was like, yo, it's crazy thinking that LaMelo is your vet. That is scary.
Yeah.
LaMelo's your vet.
He's going to show you all the ropes. He's going to teach you the game. He's going to teach you how to be a pro.
That Tyrese pass in the finals was so great when he unnecessarily looked away.
Oh, yeah, that was fire.
That was such a great pass.
Oh, there's my boy Cat.
Okay, Big Purr.
Cat.
The big bodega.
Okay, Cat. Like, okay, look, I think this is the one time I've ever seen Cat finish like that.
Look at him. Look like he was back in Rucker Park.
Oh, my God. Is that Donovan?
Spider-Man.
Pascal.
We're watching NBA TV is airing the top, I guess, the top dunks of the year. Maybe this is the top dunks of the postseason.
It's a little time filler when they're not on the clock.
Right. So
it's a lot of Tyrese in this.
Oh!
Well, I mean, the Pacers played a long way.
Yeah. Obi Toppin with the alley.
Obi Toppin's.
That was a nice little dunk. I don't know that was better than Donovan's.
Yesterday, well, we got it. Oh, no, are we staying?
Yeah, we can stay.
Okay.
Yesterday, we can do what we want to.
Yesterday, they did this, and it was the top finishes of the playoffs, like buzzer beaters and stuff like that. And they had Tyrese against the Knicks, the one that bounced up into the sky and fell through. They had that at like 4. They had Brunson against the Pistons at 2. They had Tyrese against OKC in game one at like 4 or 5. Number one was Tyrese against Cleveland. I disagree.
That
might be number 3 on Tyrese's list.
He missed the free throw, got it back.
I wanted to put that at number one.
I would have put the Knicks probably be number one.
I
contemplate Brunson.
That Knicks shot felt like it let the NBA world on fire. That shot was nuts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The one.
I mean, in the comeback that went along with it, that was crazy.
Am I biased for saying Brunson? Can make an argument he was number one.
Never going to tell the story that he didn't win the game with that shot, though.
What? Oh, Tyreek.
Yeah.
And then
they won.
Yeah. There's no overtime.
Is the argument Brunson's won?
Yeah.
That's a good shot.
I like ties, but I'm not going to fight.
Brunson,
I won't fight
Brunson
you on it.
Brunson lost that Boiser.
Hey, Pistons going to be interesting, man. Yeah, I want to see how they build off last shot.
I'm very much on a wait and see approach with Detroit. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Detroit is good, but they really caught everyone flat footed.
Who do you think's gonna be better, Pistons or Magic next year?
Magic.
Yeah, I think Magic. But I mean,
you said that quick. Well, yeah, they made a move to be
Desmond
be that much better. Yeah,
Paolo, another year. They can stay healthy too. Yeah. Jalen Suggs back.
Kate is great, but like,
their year was so weird though. Like, didn't Paolo go out and they were really good? Then Paolo came back and they had injuries. It wasn't just Paolo going out. They had guys hurt.
Same injury. Franz and Paolo both had the torn abdomen muscle or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And you could survive one, then you get going again, and then it just got to a point where they just kind of crumbled a little bit.
I think
it was weird.
One of the engines for them, not saying he's their best player, but he's an engine. Is Jalen Suggs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when he went out, they never found an answer to that point guard.
They tried Cole Anthony.
They tried Cole.
Cole got him one game.
They said, well, check this out. The reports are the Magic are definitely trying to move on from Cole Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
I take a flyer on Cole Anthony here in Sacramento as a backup point guard.
A flyer. That's great. I love flyers.
You got to find a flyer. We've learned.
I love flyers.
Cole Anthony was a flyer. So that's a flyer. It's probably low risk.
You're saying Memphis wants to move on.
Yeah,
from
Memphis,
them.
Not Magic.
Memphis just acquired him in that
trade. Yeah, in the trade. Yeah.
I'd bring Cole Anthony for a backup point guard position.
I like that.
So Memphis is trying to move on from him, huh? All right.
I don't know how much that'll cost you, but.
Well, if it's a flyer, it better cost me nothing but a flyer.
Yeah.
Flyer's supposed to be cheap.
And everybody in the chat, yes, he's on the Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies want to move on from. Just like we're hearing Boston wants to move on from Anthony Simons.
Yeah.
He didn't unpack his bag.
Weigh in on this. I don't understand
this.
Come
on, Jesse.
What is the move here?
I don't know, to be honest.
Okay. Well, all right, Bonte. Yeah. Thanks.
I don't know, bro.
All right, Bonte Tapia.
Like, what do you want me to tell you? Like,
what, like,
try to get some picks. Try to get some picks for him, I guess.
But isn't he expiring?
Yeah, he's like 20-something million expiring.
Yeah, why wouldn't you run him for a year?
Probably just trying to not be as great as you can be this season. I'd imagine,
in a division
I'd
where Indiana's hurt, New York has a new head coach, Milwaukee is... I don't know what Milwaukee is doing.
You're either looking for, like, because their center situation is horrible right now. Like, literally, it's going to be Nemias Cato starting this season. So maybe you're looking to flip Simons for a center, or, like I said, you're looking for picks and just salary filler.
I like Cato.
Wow.
No, we all like Cato, but
he's
I don't
cool.
know if
he's
he needs to be the starting center.
Yeah, he's just lost.
Yeah, and poor Jonas Valanciunas just wants to go overseas, but
they won't let
the Denver Nuggets are holding him hostage.
He's stuck in America.
Yeah, I think he's just going to be a Nugget this year. Like, that's just it.
Like, what is that even like when Valanciunas shows up to the Nuggets practice facility? Hey, like, F you guys, I don't want to be here.
I didn't want to be here. You knew that. You brought me in here anyway.
What's wrong with being on the Nuggets? You playing with Jokic?
He doesn't want to be here. He wants to go overseas. He wants to... I think he's ready for his NBA time to be over with.
I guess.
He wants to go.
He's running
go
out
play at home or go play somewhere else. I don't know. Well, I want to say 31, but I don't know.
Yeah, while you're looking.
33.
Oh.
Why don't you see how much money he's made?
Because we've already done
this. It's a new game.
We've already done this. We've already done this. Remember we did
this. This is like really easy too.
Because it was $15 million every year.
However many years in the league. Yeah,
times 15.
All right, dude, this is sad.
No, it's bad.
Yeah.
No, this is bad.
Hey, Cole Anthony, let's go. Let's go, Cole Anthony.
Like what? 20 million?
Miles Turner. He just got paid.
This is so sad.
This is supposed to be like a natural game, and you're just like,
this is so sad.
Kyle Kuzma.
Mason Jones. How much money he making in G League?
Mason
Jones. G League edition.
It's all combined. Let's combine Mason Jones, Isaac Crawford's, Isaac Jones, Isaiah Crawford's, and Isaac Jones's salaries, and guess that.
This is 1. Like 8. When this is like when the great fighters go to fight in Jake Paul's league. Like it's over. You got to get a quick payday.
What are you doing, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.? Go.
Hey, by the way, I read more about that situation. That was kind of crazy.
You read more?
Yeah, I heard some more. He's in a little trouble. He's like he might not be the squeakiest clean person.
Yeah.
In Mexico. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how that situation plays out.
You want to pocket watch Julio Cesar Chavez?
Yeah, Jr.? Too much. That's his situation.
Hey, you know, this is a wild segue. But speaking of like games and stuff, I got a friend out here betting on Summer League. I was like, this is different. Like doing props.
Well,
that's not unusual.
No, that's.
I mean, run your game.
Yeah, that's not unusual.
I thought about it.
Gamblers don't have an off season.
No, there isn't a game they won't.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah,
absolutely not. And shout out to the apps that have recognized that.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, much love to them.
We do not take time off.
So the like point spread for the game, that's a little crazy. Player prop.
Play process.
That's okay.
Hey, Maxime over 2 threes. Yeah, let's get that.
The if you went more with Cooper Flagg yesterday, you probably lost a lot.
Ooh, what did anyone watch that?
I saw bits and pieces of it.
He said it was the worst game he's ever played. Coop, he's like, we got the win though. That's all that matters.
It's summer league, Cooper. You can be selfish. It's fine.
Yeah, go out there. Show them why you're number one, man.
It's fine. This isn't going to your permanent record. Yeah. The wins and losses.
Speaking of Cleveland, shout out to Donovan Mitchell. He's the big winner of the day.
Hmm.
You see Donovan's IG post? I feel like it's my job to know this, and I didn't know this.
My phone's in the other room.
Donovan's getting married.
Oh.
Wow.
Congrats.
Wow. I don't even need to see no more.
Did you ever wondered what seeing heartbreak looked like? Is Kenny's just... You did not mean a single thing you just said to Donovan Mitchell.
No, salute to Spider-Man.
Donovan Mitchell and Coco Jones are getting married.
That is awesome. That's a beautiful couple, actually.
This is a great picture too, because they're kissing in front of the sunset, and she's got her hand on his and you see a very prominent engagement ring right there.
Congratulations to them. They are a beautiful couple. That's I love love. I love seeing that.
It's like the old Tyrese meme.
Man, might have to.
Congratulations.
Oh my man. Okay, boy, they stepping their game up. Leezy.
What's up?
It looks like they not only did they do the beautiful post,
mm-hmm. they got video.
It looks like they have drone footage.
Oh, everybody got a drone now, man. Oh
God, wow. I don't know where they're at, but this estate is gorgeous. Goodness gracious! Hey. Oh, and there's Donovan down on one. Oh, good for Donovan. No one in sight.
Where are you at? That's not on his page.
No one in sight. It's not on his Instagram page.
I'm not seeing it. I'm just.
No, that's fine.
I guess
you're not a close friend.
I guess not.
You don't got the green bubbles.
Close friend like
hey,
me.
Those green bubbles, man.
Man, me and Donovan, y'all, because you two spent so much time disrespecting Cleveland.
Yeah.
He's like, when I disrespect
Cleveland. Okay. So there's
Cleveland once.
So there are people around. They can. It looks like it. I'm not positive. I think that's a mariachi band over there.
I can see a
photographer who kind of snuck in after Donovan pulled the ring out and got down on one knee, and then Leezy.
I'm missing out.
The drone footage.
Mm.
They got the drone footage, Leezy.
You gotta have the drone nowadays, man. It's different. We all got the iPhone, but not a lot of people got that drone.
That's
that
pretty cool.
Look.
Step your game up, fellas. You got to hire. If you want to propose to your girl, Leezy is available.
Yep.
He has a drone.
Yep.
He's a photographer. He can get things done.
I'll head up the mariachi band. I'll
got
find
you.
My connects. We'll he make it happen.
We'll
have Algo Bueno cater it. I got it. We
okay, are. Wait a minute. All of this for the proposal?
Oh, well, I'm thinking ahead. See, it's a whole package.
No, you're thinking about the wedding now.
Yeah, you got to get the premium package.
And we're going to have burritos at this wedding. Do I have that right? We're going to have burritos?
Hey, they have done catering for my event.
No, sell a woman on this, please. Like, no, baby, we're going to have this thing catered by burritos. Now, I'm sure the food is terrific.
Oh, it's delicious.
I'm just saying there's a time and place for a burrito.
Yeah.
And I don't know that the nuptials are it.
Nah, I would say no.
Nah.
I would say no. Nah. I would ask the question, though.
Jesse's giving me a steak. I got chases of steak and salmon from Jesse.
Oh,
and you trying to serve up chicken and beef.
I got other connects.
Says good stuff, by the way.
Oh, I believe it.
Okay. You already did the food tasting and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
Can I get another plate, please?
Yeah. I'm going to try that. Let me try this one more time. That worked for me.
Now, I would ask the question, though, if I were you, Leezy.
Yes, sir.
How much money has Donovan Mitchell made in his career?
Oh.
This is so sad. This is so sad.
He did read
this
the
news. This is
he did
so
get that
sad.
Big payday from Cleveland, right?
Hey.
Let's go. Mr. Rick Flair. Come on.
I don't have anything to write on.
Jesse about to say, I'm sorry. I love you.
And come on.
One last super kick. Donovan Mitchell. Poor Jesse. He's trying to get his work done so he can get out of here.
Hold on. I legit don't have anything to ride on right now. Hold on.
He just legitimately.
Just say it.
Just begging. Absolutely begging for a
pocket. Guess I'll read my answer out loud.
Donovan Mitchell, the former number 13 overall pick in the 2017 NBA draft. He has a lot of money coming his way in the next 3 years. But to this point in his career, he's played 8 seasons. His highest earning year was last season. No surprise there. $38.8 million for Donovan Mitchell. $38.8. Again, that is his highest grossing year. He has 3 years ahead. He's going to earn significantly more money in those
earnings?
3 years. We're doing to this point.
Okay. He said he made 38.8 last year?
38.8. Yeah, 38.8 last year. 8 years in the league. Remember, he is the former number 13 overall pick. His big, big money hits next year and over the next 3 years.
We're not counting this upcoming season?
We are not. We are going with the 8 years that have been played. $34.8 million is his highest grossing year. It was last year. He has been begging for a matchup all day in a must-win scenario for Kenny Caraway. What are the career earnings for Donovan Mitchell? 8 years in the league, former number 13 overall pick. Numbers up, gentlemen. We have 234 We have 183. And just for fun, Leezy is in there with 175.
Who let this guy in?
All right, hold on. Leezy's got the unplugged controller right now.
I'm Travis Scott running to the ring.
I got
Leezy's got the unplugged controller now. Let him play.
Leezy.
Mom said we got to let him play.
Leezy just in for fun. But the winner of the matchup, win number 13.
That's got to be like a clincher at this
for
point.
For Jesse Tapia, $141.9 million.
You went two, that's like a whole $100 million more, Casey.
For Donovan Mitchell so far.
I had 135, it was 140.
Next year, Donovan Mitchell goes from 34.8 million to 46.3, 50.1, and 53.8. Over the course of the next three seasons, Donovan Mitchell's career earnings will double to $292.2 million.
You want to go ahead and concede now?
All right. Look, you know, we come out here and we work hard. You know, it's not easy to defend a championship. And we just
hey, loser, just I don't care. I have to go to commercial. Stilo and Casey really on ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey,
real quick. Realized Leezy just part of the show on Friday.
Leezy in the building today. It's all good. Last segment of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to go on vacation next week.
Yeah.
This is something
North Carolina.
Yeah, shout out to Charlotte, the Queen City.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I thought about this morning.
Okay.
I'm going on vacation this week.
Mm-hmm.
You will be gone the following week.
Yeah, I'll just be sitting at the house.
When we return, for some football.
Yeah, I was having that conversation with my barber this morning. He was like, yeah, when's that Hall of Fame game? Is it this month or next month? I was like, oh, it's next month. And then something scrolled across the bottom line. I was like, hey, they're in camp on the 22nd?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Niners, Raiders,
that Hall of Fame game might be at the end of July.
I still don't know when it is. I think it's the first weekend of August.
I think it's July 31st.
July 31st?
Okay. Pretty sure.
Okay. But, yeah, man, we'll be getting ready for football. It's one
July
of those.
July 31st. Anybody know the teams?
The
Chargers.
Wait, don't say no more. Who's going into
the I don't know
Bills?
The second one.
Bills?
Cleveland?
Chargers, Bears?
It's Detroit.
What? What? Yeah, that was weird.
What was
know.
That?
I don't know. You turned it into a game and I lost. Like, what do you want?
Count it for your boy. I didn't even have the right answer.
You didn't even have the right division, I don't think.
Bro is thirsty. Thirsty.
But, you know, there's a bit of a historical body clock for me, because I've gone to these family reunions off and on for the better part of the last 30 years. The first one was 1995. They're always on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. They're always last week, like anywhere between the third week of July and the first week of August. And this is what happens. We go to these family reunions. I'm in the airport and I see the sporting news. I see Althon Sports, NFL preview. I'm mm-hmm. in the hotel room. I'm watching Sports Center. Oh, camp started today for the Falcons. And that's what made me think about it. Like, oh, damn, it's the reunion. I'm probably going to be in the airport. Like, what? And so I went to go check. I was like, when did they start? Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. they're going to start in the next week or two. So,
yeah,
it's that time of year, man. It is that time of year.
Football yeah, rookies season. Show up next week mm-hmm. and then the vets show up right after that.
Yeah.
Hey, what team is going to be on Hard Knocks this year? Just curious.
I don't think we know yet.
No, we do know.
Come and on, I just give me, don't pay attention.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Give me a second. Give me a second.
Oh, this is so sad. You don't get any points for this. Just to be clear, you've lost.
Is it the Cowboys again?
No.
It's the Bills.
The Bills?
It's the Bills.
You sure?
Yeah, it's Josh Allen. Yeah, it's Josh Allen. That is a point.
It's not a point.
Count it.
AI says it's the Buffalo Bills. With the Hard Knocks in season focusing on the entire NFC East.
That'll be a good
yeah,
one.
Okay, yeah, that actually yeah. kind of fire.
Yeah, because yeah,
that's kind of.
I think
fire.
I heard about that. Okay.
Like no shade. You know, we like the big stories in the NFC East is like
they
that's
keep trying
a
to sell me on the sell us on the.
Oh,
Commanders.
Give me that.
I don't know if I'm buying it. Yeah.
You're not buying the Commanders?
I'm buying them, but like, oh, they're going to go to the Super Bowl, blah, blah,
whoa,
blah.
Whoa, I don't know about that.
Like, they're the next up. Like, they're next, basically. It's like maybe a year too early.
Got a QB.
People yeah, they do. QB. They do, yeah. But it's like you're not even the best team in the division yet.
Who just, had a rough second year that I love?
CJ. And it wasn't even rough, but it was.
It's not what we expected.
He was,
yeah.
He was a little.
It wasn't awful. Yeah, yeah, it wasn't his first year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's
God, I am so removed from football right now. It's crazy.
I'm all things baseball right now.
Yeah, I'm tapped into
baseball. I'm not that. Right now. Okay. Well, that's crazy talk.
The MLB's coming up this year.
Mariner
Cal Raleigh over here.
Hey. Hey, don't disrespect my guy Cal
no,
Raleigh.
No, I'm not.
I'm a big Cal Raleigh guy.
It's the first time I think you ever texted us about baseball in like the 5 years we've been working together. Oh, this Cal Raleigh guy's insane.
It's different in person.
He didn't text us about baseball.
The hell is Damien?
Bro, it just hit a shot that hit the moon. What do you want from me?
A bomb.
Man.
Yeah, I got a question.
And I'm telling you, we had just stepped into the arena or the park. And that, these are our seats. This nice. Crack. Oh, my God.
Just a moonshot.
Crazy.
I want to ask you guys a question real quick. First half of the season is ending this weekend. All-Star break. The first half of Major League Baseball here in Sacramento. What do you guys grade it?
What are we grading this on, though? Are we grading this from a Sacramento perspective?
Whatever criteria you want. You can have multiple grades, too.
Hey, I say this. I've been to, like, three games, and every time I go into the game, it's a fun experience.
Is it? But yeah, like I give it I don't know, is fine a grade? Because it's fine.
I give it a B plus.
It's perfectly fine.
I've been to like 4 games this season. I've looked at the attendance numbers. They average about almost 10,000 in a 13,000 stadium. Yeah. Like I think for Sacramento, I think it's a B plus. I don't care how the A's players feel, like whatever. They're not. If there was a baseball team here, like they wouldn't be playing at Sutter Health Park like this or whatever. Like you'd obviously do up the stadium, upgrades, blah blah blah. For what it's been and. For, I guess, as and bad again, as they tell me it is and stuff, like, I'd give it a B.
We're not talking about the A's.
No, I'm talking about Sacramento, the people, stuff like that.
You asked about the city. You asked about baseball in Sacramento, not how that baseball team is performing.
No.
That is not, they're not good.
Yeah, we all recognize that. We're not worried about the A's or Severino or none of that.
But I feel like Sacramento has represented baseball well. Mm-hmm. They have turned out. Every time you've expected, whether it was the Phillies, the Mets, the Giants, the Yankees. The Yankees was legitimate. You missed something. The only reason I don't feel like I missed anything with the Giants because I wasn't here. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have been sitting around moping, especially when I saw your seats and didn't even get to go. So, like, yeah, the city has shown out, I think, for baseball. Mm-hmm. We can laugh at the media trailer. We can laugh at, you know, people bitching and complaining about the team. Like, I feel like the city has represented baseball well.
I like Jesse's grade of a B plus. You know, the one thing that I've routinely had an issue with that is it is unacceptable. And that's the clubhouse situation. Now, that's not Sacramento's fault. That's not even Sutter Health Park's fault. Like they didn't have an opportunity to rectify that. You know, when they got the team in February, they said they were going to be here in like February or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't even know if they can. I don't know if this offseason they can put Doug Clubhouse connected to the dugout or whatever. But that's the one thing that I do understand the frustration of players on both sides. Mm-hmm. Because I know they do a lot during the game. Leaving the dugout and going to the clubhouse and not having that option, I'm sure is pretty frustrating. And and if you're the A's, this is your home now. Like this is your home stadium, and you can't even do the normal things you would do in a clubhouse during the game. So I do understand that frustration. But other than that, I think the experience has been great. I've been to 3 games so far. Yeah. They've been dope every time. It's really really cool to see Major League Baseball here in Sacramento. I think the sight lines are as good as you can get for a minor league stadium. Mm-hmm. You know, being where you are, seeing the Tower Bridge, downtown Sacramento in the background. We've gotten lucky. It hasn't been super hot for most of this summer, so that has played a factor into it as well. So I give it a B.
As a fan, you look for an atmosphere, and I think it has it. Like, I'm not going to say like Sutter Health Park is this monster park or anything like that, but like I've had fun at the games I've gone to. It's not just, oh, you're just sitting through a AAA game and it's just quiet the whole time. Like, that's not the case.
No,
there.
No, people get loud out there. Like,
They won't tell you that either, but like, yeah, like that's not the case.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So far, the experience has been great for me. I was at the A's opener game. I was there for the Yankees, and I was also there for I showed up a little late for the Giants game, but every time I've gone there, it's been electric for me. I love it. Mm-hmm. And before they came here to Sacramento, I was never really into baseball a lot. But now that they're here in Sacramento, it's brought me out. So it's working.
Yeah. The $25 lawn seat thing is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that's clutch.
Yeah.
The downside is the downside to the first half of Sacramento in baseball is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like there's been an at least somewhat coordinated attack on Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And this is obviously a unique situation. And if you feel the need, whether you're a broadcaster or you're whoever that guy is that hosts the morning roast, if you think it's, yeah, I'm going to trash Sacramento or I'm going to trash the park, like that's perfectly fine. Just don't frame this as something about Oakland. Because you always weren't saying anything about Oakland a year ago or 2 years ago. It's now in vogue to, you know, cry foul for the city of Oakland. It's now in vogue to talk about how wrong they were with that stadium that you got your jokes off previously about how there were busted sewage pipes and pee running through the concourse and possums and rats in the media. But all of that stuff was well discussed. Mm-hmm. But now all of a sudden it's poor Oakland and Sacramento was the butt of your joke. It's like, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do that. This is a unique situation. That is not the fault of the 10,000 fans that show up game after game. It's not even the fault of Vivek Ranadive or the people who run the Sacramento portion of this team. If you want to blame Fisher, you could do that. The person you should be blaming is Jackass in New York. That's the person who's at fault for all of this. Rob Manfred has proved himself time and time again to be an unworthy commissioner in professional sports. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the safety nets and refusing to step up and say, hey, everyone needs to put up nets now. Mm-hmm. No, no, man, we've got to wait. We've got to talk to people about this. Who do you have to talk to? Because your biggest franchises are like, you know what? This has gotten to be too much. We're putting nets up. We're going to protect our patrons. We'll talk to the people. If anyone has a problem with this, we'll issue refunds. We'll do what we have to do. But we are putting nets up to protect the people who come to this ballpark. Meanwhile, he's sitting on his hands. You're sitting here crying about the city of Oakland and making fun of the city of Sacramento, making fun of Sutter Health Park and doing all of that. Meanwhile, the commissioner was the one who okayed all of this. Right. The commissioner was the one who allowed all of this to happen, but you don't want to direct your ire towards him. You want to direct it at the city of Sacramento.
Right.
Okay. Just know, I don't have any problem telling you about yourself.
Right.
Whether you're an announcer or you're a talk show host in San Francisco, I have no issue telling you about yourself. Mm-hmm. Because you're clearly just catching up on the Twitter points of the story and not what's been going on for the last year.
Facts.
And in Oakland's case, what's been going on for the last half a decade.
Yeah. Facts. And to your
point. So the coordinated attack that has been taking place on Sacramento the first half of the season is trash.
It's 100% trash. And I love what you just said about all these announcers taking shots. They'll take these shots at Sacramento. They'll take these shots at Sutter Health Park. But they won't dare on that air say something about Rob Manfred.
Never.
No.
So don't act all high and mighty. Don't stick your chest out like you talking tough or you making jokes. And this goes for people that I love. Crook and Kipe. Who got mm-hmm. something to say? You won't say nothing on air about Rob Manfred. And we all know that's the reason why all this is happening. That's the reason why all this has gotten to this point. But won't nobody in those positions say anything about Rob Manfred on wax? So if you're not going to do that, don't speak on Sacramento. Don't speak about nothing that's going on here. Because you're trying to, it's fake hustle. You're trying to look like you standing up for Oakland and you standing up for the A's and the A's fans and all this other stuff when you pick on Sutter Health Park and when you pick on Sacramento. You're not really, it's fake hustle. That is fake outrage. I hate it. If you really want to talk, mm-hmm. talk about Rob Manfred on the air. You won't do that. AJ Przinski, all them dudes, Foul Territory, I think that's the name of that show. They want to have all this stuff. Talk about Rob Manfred on the air. Talk about Rob Manfred on wax. If you're not doing that, you're not really talking about nothing.
That's right.
So I agree with you. That was a great point by you. That has been the worst part of it all. But
and yeah. I'm hoping everybody feels better now that they've crapped on Sacramento and we could just watch and enjoy baseball the second half of the season without hearing your stupid-ass commentary. I'm like Fox News. Shut up and call the game. I don't care what you think about this city. Mm-hmm. You don't live here. You ain't from here.
Right.
That's the only downside today so far.
I agree.
Well, that and they stink.
Well, Lawrence Butler started to play better the past 10 games.
They did have that run. Remember when we said, hey, what if there was a playoff game at Sutter Health Park? Yeah. That was a great, like, week and a half.
Yeah. Then they lost, like, 17-19.
Yeah. It was epically bad after that.
Jacob Wilson, all-star, shortstop, mm-hmm. rookie shortstop, all-star. That's a good look. Brent Rooker's going to be in the home run.
Was he the one who hit the ball like 500 feet the other day? That wasn't Jacob Wilson.
No, it was Denzel.
Denzel Clark?
Yeah, it was like
Denzel
471, Clark. Right? Yeah.
Soderstrom hit a bomb yesterday.
Shout out 209.
Bomb.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I know we're talking A's into the first half.
You want to talk Mariners?
Jesse cooking.
That was smooth.
Nah, that's funny. It's your dry ass delivery that pisses me off sometimes.
What?
That's funny. No. Though I can. Hey, I don't think your Giants are gonna
What happened, man?
I don't think your Giants are going to. Now, wild card, sure.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to catch this division.
You guys made that trade.
I was thinking about what you said.
What the hell are you talking about? They didn't want 6 of 7. 6 of 8.
He's like,
7 and 9.
Hey, broadcast journalist, asking questions.
Who you rock with? Who you rocking with? The Guardians? Who you rocking with?
He's lashing out.
Yeah.
It's all right.
All right.
He's got a lot of stress. It's a big weekend.
I believe since the trade, the Red Sox are over 500 and the Giants are under 500.
They didn't pay the Rockies 9 times.
How did you guys do against the White Sox, A's, and Marlins?
Don't worry about all that. Don't worry. Marlins are a hot team. They had won 8 in a row at that point.
My Marlins.
There you go.
But that's not crazy. I don't think they have the offense and the back part of the rotation to win, to take a division from the Dodgers.
You said they needed to win this series to like really have a shot. And like
if they don't, like, I don't want to say they have no shot.
Well,
but
what
this
I'm,
will go a long way.
Sure. But what I was. It's just 2-1. Let's not say it's 3-0. 3-0, we're having. I changed my mind. You win. 2-1.
I just ain't losing 9 in a row.
Right.
Going into the All Star break.
So you know, you go 2-1 over this 3-game, or 1-2 over, or in this case, you win 2-1. You're still back 4.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't know that they're going to catch them.
Yeah. I don't.
I just don't.
I would not put my money on the Giants winning that division. Like I said, that 10. Or 13 game stretch or whatever that they failed to take advantage of, and if anything lost ground with, is if they, one of the reasons, if they don't win the division or come close, you're going to look back on that week and a half, 2 week stretch.
And the Dodgers were in that stretch, right? Was it right before?
It was right after.
The Dodgers series was right after.
The Dodgers series was before.
Okay.
That stretch happened after the Dodgers series.
Okay. And they were 1-2 that first series against the Dodgers?
Yeah. So I don't think they have enough to win a division with the Dodgers. I just don't think they have that. They need some more hitting, and they need one more frontline pitcher. But to your point, you get into the wild card, and I talked about it before. You go Logan Webb, Robbie Ray, and drawing a blank on the third starter, but you get those three guys in a short series, and especially when you talk about those 3-game series to start it off, or you know, best of 3 series to start it off, and you're going Logan Webb and Robbie Ray in the first 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you absolutely can win those 2. You know what I mean? You get that. You get into the 5-game best of 5 series, and now you're running those guys again. You can make some type of run. The hitting has to come up, though.
Get to the wild card. You do anything you want to. Mm-hmm. It really just, I was thinking about you talking about them winning, you know, you didn't say they were going to win the division. You said to put them in position in the second half of the season. And I just started to think, I don't think they can.
I don't know
that they're going to be consistent enough. One, not only do you have to make up the games, and we'll say in this hypothetical situation, not only do you have to make up these 4 games on LA, you have to fend off the Padres at the same time.
We're still there as well.
So you got to kind of like do this thing where the Dodgers can't, you have to get hot. The Dodgers can't get too hot. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, the Padres can't either.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to keep an eye on all of that, because if the Padres are winning at the same pace you're winning at, well, now all of a sudden they're a game behind you or a half a game behind you. And now it's just a big bundled mess with you, the Dodgers, and the Padres.
Yeah, and that's...
Which is where it was after the Giants' initial run.
Right.
When they made that big... It was one game? Game and a half?
Yeah, they were 2 games.
I feel like the Dodgers might have... Because they
tied them on that Friday night, and then they lost the next 2. So they were 2 games back after the Father's Day Devers deal.
Okay, right.
But yeah, I just don't see it. The one thing that I think about, though... is the Dodgers, if you step your game up, the Dodgers are a little gettable right now. Oh, Will. please. The Dodgers are a little gettable right now.
Okay.
When they play teams, like when they're not playing the White Sox or the Rockies, it's a little suspect. The Astros beat the crap out of the Dodgers over the weekend. They backhanded them like nobody's business. And then... They went up against another real team in Milwaukee and got the brooms on them then. The Dodgers still have the most top-to-bottom talent in the National League, but they're gettable right now. They're gettable. I look at teams like the Padres, teams like the Giants, teams like the Brewers, Cubs, and Phillies, looking at the Dodgers like, we can get them. We can absolutely get them. Being able to actually do it is a whole nother topic, but they're gettable right now. They're not like they were last year.
Yeah, swept by the Astros, swept by the Brewers, and then, of course, the
Astros beat that ass. That's when they made Oral Hershiser accuse him of cheating again.
18-1.
Banging trash cans again, huh?
18-1, 6-4, and 5-1. Followed that up with a loss to the Brewers at 9-1, and then another one at 3-1, and then they lost that last game 3-2. Yeah, it's a bit interesting looking at their. They did beat the Padres three times. Those games are huge now.
They beat the Padres, I think, like 5 of 7 times. They played each other 7 times in a week span, and they handled the Padres.
Oh yeah, yeah, because they played them before and after the Giants series. All right, All-Star game next weekend. Can't wait.
In Atlanta.
Next week, excuse me.
In Atlanta, Home Run Derby.
Home Run Derby.
On Monday. 1320, by the way.
Hey.
There you go.
Well, everybody, tune in. Great job, Leezy.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey, appreciate you guys. Thank you for letting me come on. It's always a pleasure working with y'all, man.
Let's see. What did we miss? Herb Jones signed. He'll be staying with the Pelicans for a while. Anything else? Well, we didn't get to. We really didn't talk about Cooper Flagg last night.
Well, there wasn't much to talk about, D-Lo.
He kind of
had a rough one.
Well.
Bronny missed
Cooper
the game
for Devin, straight up. He did.
Who says no?
He did. That was a tough shot.
Bronny had like 5 in the first 2 minutes and then finished with 8, right?
Come on, yeah.
Bronny. I need better. Bronny, you're a better ball player than that. I need more than that, ball.
Did Connect have a good game? I feel like
Connect. I was like, is that Dalton Connect?
I don't know what he did yesterday, but he did not do well in the California Classic.
He was shot like 5 of 14 or something like that. Somewhere around there.
Okay. But yeah, he's out there. Man, I'm still high on Connect, man. I don't know what Lakers doing with him.
Well, the killer with him is he's like 26.
Well, spend the weekend to think about it. We'll see you Monday. Have a great trip.
Thank you,
Casey. Have a great trip. He'll be back just in time for his birthday. It's D'Lo McCasey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, me!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.